Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
It stinks to high heaven. How can you charge for dropping off at the airport, says one listener by text. And I mentioned this very briefly at the start of the programme, but by God, the tsunami of texts is something else. To 51551, Dublin Airport is planning to charge motorists for dropping off and collecting family and friends. However, the move has provoked a furious backlash, and not just on Drive Time. Prominent politicians are calling on the Minister for Transport and Fingal County Council to already reverse the decision. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is in the middle of all of this and has been looking at what exactly is planned, Barry.
Yeah, so your bags are packed, you're ready to go. If you're standing for a quick pull-in and a kiss goodbye outside a terminal at Dublin Airport, as somebody is probably doing right now, well, it's going to cost you. Fingal County Council, it has granted planning permission for Dublin Airport Authority to create a new paid drop-off and pick-up zone. The DAA is to install infrastructure, change internal roads at the airport to allow for this new paid zone scheme at Terminal 1 and Terminal 2, but it's not happening just yet. So St. Patrick's Day revelers and Cheltenham punters, or they'll be okay for now. Construction, it'll take place in the second half of 2022, and it'll be based, this new paid zones, they'll be based on automated number plate recognition cameras with plates read at entry and exit, and the charge is dictated by the time spent by the driver in the drop off zone, and the location of a free drop off and pick up zone, it's believed, will be in the Express Red long-term car park, which is around a 15-minute walk, give or take, to the various terminals, although some passengers are alleging it takes as long on the shuttle bus at the moment as well to get from that car park to the terminals.
Okay, so they are giving a free alternative to this as well. But they have a rationale, the airport authority. What reason has the airport provided for doing this?
To help the environment, a spokesperson for the Dublin Airport Authority telling me this afternoon that as part of our sustainability agenda, the new system aims to reduce car journeys to and from the airport and to encourage passengers to make greater use of public transport. They say the fundings will be ring-fenced for sustainability initiatives at the airport, including a proposed solar farm, the conversion of our car park and staff shuttle bus fleet from diesel to low emission vehicles, and the installation of more electric vehicle charging points. Now, those in favour of this idea, they point to the fact that those using Cork and Shannon airports, that there are charged zones there, and also it's believed that airport chiefs may look at a 15-minute grace period, so time for that kiss perhaps outside the terminal, a 15-minute grace periods where you won't be charged at all, and there'll also be special provisions for people with reduced mobility.
Be some kiss, Barry, if it took 15 minutes, wouldn't it? How does Dublin compare with other major airports on this idea?
Well, that's the question I posed to the editor of Air and Travel magazine, Owen Corrie.
Airports have been looking at this, and it certainly goes by jurisdictions. What we've seen is England introducing charges, £5 to Heathrow and Manchester, £4 Edinburgh and Glasgow, Birmingham coming in at £3. We already have it in Ireland, Belfast Airport charges, but it's £1 for the drop-off. But some of the major airports like Amsterdam, like Frankfurt, do not charge at all.
The big thing, though, about Dublin here in a European context in particular is its connectivity.
Dublin is very disconnected. Lisbon and Dublin were the only two not served by a train link. And Lisbon now has the equivalent of the Lewis, the light tram connecting the airport. There's obviously very good coach services from 7 or 8 providers that bring people to the airport, but people landing expect a rail connection. It's pretty basic for the major airport from cities, and they expect that from Dublin. It's been talked about a long time, and there's no prospect of it.
From a revenue perspective, the airport arguing this is for sustainability, but from a revenue perspective, how much might they need this charge?
It's always good for revenue. Airports like it for revenue, although they very rarely admit to that. It's quite unlikely that people will be dissuaded from dropping off at Dublin Airport and moving to public transport as a result of this charge. It means they'll probably just grin and bear it.
The man who knows the airports of the world like the back of his hand. That's the editor of Air and Travel magazine, Owen Corrie. What sort of reaction, Barry, has there been to these proposals to charge for drop-offs and pick-ups? Before you answer, and I know you've trawled for reaction, can I give you a taste of our reaction to 51551? Yeah. Way too many cars at Dublin Airport, blocking bus lanes, polluting the air for the privilege of a flight, something that's not even a possibility for 85% of the world population. Moaners, says that listener. But Sean says, there's no way charges should be coming in to pick up people at Dublin Airport. Not until there's a proper transit system to the airport, such as a rail link. Other people using words like ridiculous about this charge.
Yeah, well, a vitriolic response on social media. The veteran broadcaster Marty Whelan, a man who well knows about drop-offs and pick-ups from airports from over 20 years commentating on the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, he tweeted, ah lads, is everything going to be a charge? Politically, the social Democrats, they've described the charge as, quote, a money grab, while the Green Party, remember, of course, this for the environment, mm-hmm. we're told, the Transport Minister, of course, Eamon Ryan, but the local councillor in the area, Ian Carey, he says he's against this idea at the moment until greater transport networks and more sustainable transport networks are put in place. As for what's next, well, in a moment we'll hear from Fine Gael's Regina Doherty, but first, the Labour TD for Dublin Fingal and the party's transport spokesperson, Duncan Smith.
This is a needless charge for a problem that doesn't exist. There are no issues in relation to congestion or traffic at the airport. We've been waiting decades for Metrolink. We've been waiting actually for just improved bus links to the airport. And for the airport to impose this needless and somewhat cruel charge under the auspices of climate or, you know, anti-congestion, it's just really angering the people of North County Dublin.
You are an opposition spokesperson on transport, so you do have some influence here. How are you going to use that? What sort of engagement might you have with the airport authority or indeed the transport minister, Eamon Ryan?
But I've already articulated to the DAA my opposition to this. I'm going to try and get it brought up again at the Transport Committee, and I'll raise it directly with Minister Eamon Ryan. But I've been very disappointed when I have been raising aviation or airport issues with Minister Ryan over the last 2 years, that he very much takes a hands-off approach and will bat it down to the DAA or a junior minister. So,
but do you feel the minister could step up to the plate here on this one?
The minister could step up to the plate on this, but the minister hasn't stepped up to the plate on aviation, hasn't stepped up to the plate on aviation through COVID when we had cabin crew and ground staff losing their jobs, hasn't stepped up to ensure that airlines are still viable, hasn't stepped up to ensure the airport is still viable. So to think that he will intervene on behalf of people who want to be able to, you know, drop off or collect people from the airport in the manner that which they have to take pressure off really poor public transport system, I don't have any faith that the minister will do that.
So my name is Regina Doherty. I'm leader of the Seanad and a Fine Gael representative. The purpose of what they're trying to do is to encourage people to use public transport, but we're one of few capital city airports, probably in the world, but absolutely definitely in Europe, that doesn't have a train link or a metro link from its airport. Now, I take the criticism that the reason for that delay can be partially, you know, accounted and attributed to successive governments. We've been talking about metro for probably 30 years now. But the simple fact of the matter is that it's not delivered. And so therefore, there isn't sustainable public transport and accessible public transport to make this move now. And I think it's the wrong decision at the wrong time.
Did you go as far as saying it's incredible that the authorities are even considering penalising people like this?
I think it's very upsetting, to say the least, that Fingal County Council, having rejected this application a number of years ago, have decided now to grant this application when none of the circumstances have changed, Barry.
What about the appeal process here? Would you encourage people to engage with it?
Well, we're certainly going to group together and have a look at it. You know, this isn't a constituency issue, even though I happen to be from the constituency that the airport is in. People contact me from Cork and Kerry this morning to say the rural transport links to Dublin Airport are non-existent. So I'm not saying that I'm against it forever. I'm just saying that I really don't believe that, given that we've all accepted that Metro is at least another 10 years away, this is the wrong thing to introduce at the wrong time.
And that's Regina Doherty from Fine Gael, ending Barry Lenehan's report. You can keep your text coming into us on that 51551.